Hello there, and thanks for joining me again on today's podcast of Psychology Report. You know, some of you have children that you've raised and now are on their own. Some of you had a child that was considered to be impulsive, quick-acting, took very little time to think and reflect or to think and then act. The impulsive child is a very difficult child to raise. You know, some of you know about that. Some of you are in the process of currently raising a child that's considered an impulsive child, quick acting, and just responds to everything and touches everything and constantly on the move and constantly trying to stir up kind of a level of activity and a level of arousal in themselves and in others. And do not take things slowly. Do not take things routinely. But just act and react throughout the day, to the point that they're exhausted at the end of the day. So what about this child that we call the impulsive child? How do you raise such a child? What do you do in the home that would be helpful in the raising of an impulsive child? Well, let's take a look at some of the factors that could be done in a home. Some of the management behavior patterns that could be brought about and ways in which you could help a child. What are some of the parenting skills, you know, for a parent in the raising of an impulsive child? Well, let me take a comment here. Number one is fix a routine. Let behavior patterns and activity patterns in the home go by a daily routine. There are times and places and sequence for everything. So make sure that there's a fixed routine and a fixed behavior pattern. We have a certain behavior pattern that we do A, B, C, D, and E before going to bed. We have certain things we do before mealtime. We have certain things we do after mealtime. We eat mealtime in a certain way, in a certain place. In other words, for the impulsive child, you create a sense of routine. You create a sense of pattern, of regularity, you know, to their life, so that they will follow that routine and not just jump around and do whatever comes to their mind in whatever order. So in the process of that, there are always little waiting times. You know, a child has to wait for something to take place. They have to wait for somebody else, has to wait for a certain time to go by. You have to help a child get ready for that, process that, and say, okay, during the waiting period, here's what I want you to do. Here's how I want you to behave. Here's what I would like you to do. So that you get this routine, but when there's waiting periods, there's little time gaps in between, you help the child know what to do during those time gaps. So that you're not letting it to your child's own devices, because he's going to fill it with activity. He's going to fill it with hyperactivity, if you will. And by the way, the impulsive child and the hyperactive child is very similar. All hyperactive children are impulsive, but not all impulsive children are hyperactive. Attention deficit. See, attention deficit and hyperactivity are one thing. Impulsiveness is another, and in some children they have both. Okay, now secondly is when you're working with your impulsive child, discourage shortcuts. You know, there's a right way to do things. Encourage the right way to do something. Not the fast way. Not the shortcut way. You see, they already think in terms of shortcut. They already think in terms of the fast way of doing it. That's just the natural way for an impulsive child to think. You're trying to change that as a parent. You're trying to re-regulate that as a child. You're trying to re-pattern that, you know, for the child. So, discourage shortcuts and discourage the fast way of doing things. Don't reward the fast way of doing things. You reward the slow way of doing things. You reward the regularity of doing things, the regular pattern of doing things. That's what you reward. So that there is a routine and a regularity to it, but not a fast way of taking on a task or completing an exercise or chore or whatever it might be. Schoolwork. It's tempting to do the fast way and shortcut. Don't. Stay with the pattern, stay with the way that it's to be done, and discourage shortcuts in the hyperactive kid. Okay? Okay, number three. You want to really commend in all the accomplishments of a child that shows that he is learning to be slow. He's learning to take his time, learning to be more regular, learning to be more patterned. You see? When a child shows that, you reward, you praise, you commend, you comment, you know, on their accomplishment of being able to be more routine and regular and slow and deliberate in how they carry out a task or a routine or an activity of some kind. Look for accomplishment. Look for change. Look for improvement. They're slowing down. They're taking things more in thought and with forethought. And when they're doing that, you commend them for those kind of behaviors. Anything which is non-impulsive, you want to reward. Impulsiveness, you want to start regulating and showing some control over. Okay? Now, number four, you want to teach the value of postponing gratification. You see, an impulsive child wants it now and wants the prize and the reward now. You see, if you put before a child a particular reward or a particular choice, you can say you can have a 50 cents now, or you can have a dollar, you know, tonight after dinner. But the impulsive child will take the 50 cent now. They won't wait. But that's the kind of thing that you want to do. You want to teach them how to postpone, to put off a gratification, something bigger, something better that they can have if they just wait. See, it's the idea of waiting that you want to teach. It's not just they get the choice of something bigger, but you want to teach them the idea of waiting and the value of waiting and the practice of waiting and how to wait, how to postpone the graduation or the gratification, and then wait until the right time and the appropriate time to have that item or to have that activity or to have that privilege. So teach the value of postponing gratification. Child must see that there is good that comes from waiting, and that one can wait, and you have to then teach them what to do while they're waiting. It's kind of like counting to 100, or like doing some math, mental math.